Project 1015, it's Tuesday, and I've got, I dare say, one of the smartest people in town, maybe in the state, Samantha Riscavige Bars from Wild Earth Guardians on the phone. Hello, and welcome.
Thanks, Chris. You are too kind to me.
No, not at all. It's totally true. You blow my mind every time. You've got so much stuff going on up there. All right, now, I know you've got a couple of cases that you're either following up on or starting up, so why don't you fill us in?
Okay, well, I'll start with the atmospheric trust litigation because I've talked about that on the show before.
And it's been going on for a while, too.
It has. It's been going on for over a year and a half now. And that's the case where Akilah Sanders Reed, a teenager from Albuquerque, filed suit against the governor in the state of New Mexico for failing to do anything to protect her and future generations from the effects of climate change. Basically, she said that the government had a duty under the public trust doctrine to protect the atmosphere from the impacts of climate change, and that the government was failing to do its duty and protect the atmosphere because we don't have any greenhouse gas regulations in the state. We don't have any measures to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Is she asthmatic, or did she become asthmatic because of the air quality?
She is not. Her main impacts are from drought conditions, reduced snowpack, problems with Rio Grande flows, and so her injuries are directly traced to the effects that climate change is having on precipitation and water in New Mexico.
All right. And so how is that going? I understand that there were a lot of these cases brought, but this is the last one standing.
That's correct. There were cases brought in 10 states and also a federal case against the federal government. All of those cases have been dismissed. None of them have survived the motions to dismiss that were filed. Our case is the only one that survived a motion to dismiss, and we're now moving on to the merits phase of the case, where we really get to engage the state in this issue of its failure to act to protect the atmosphere.
Aha. And so what do you think is going to happen there?
Well, what we've done most recently is we've served the state with a set of questions. It's called discovery, where we've asked the state to provide us, the plaintiffs, with information about the state's climate change policy, if it has one. It may not have one. What the state is doing to protect the citizens from the impacts of climate change, and asking specific questions about how the state's rivers are being affected, how the state's economy is being affected by climate change. So we've sent these questions to the state, and they have 30 days to answer them. And so that's where we are right now.
Okay. All right. And what's the new case you were telling me about?
Well, the newest thing that we're working on is we're very concerned about two listed fish species in the San Juan River up in the Four Corners area.
Let me guess. Is the silvery minnow one of them?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. It's the Colorado pike minnow and the razorback sucker.
Okay. And these are endangered.
They are. Both of them have been listed under the Endangered Species Act. They live in the San Juan River. And the San Juan River right now is getting both selenium and mercury pollution from the San Juan coal mine and also from the San Juan Generating Station, which is the coal-fired power plant up there. Mm-hmm. And some recent studies have shown that there's a lot of what's called reproductive impairment for both of these species, meaning they're not reproducing at their normal rates because of the selenium and the mercury pollution. And so,
like it's only a matter of time before that filters up the food chain to us.
Yes, that's true. The fish are really the first indicator. It's like the canary in the coal mine. We're seeing these impacts to the fish, which means that they're ingesting selenium and mercury at abnormal rates, at higher than normal rates. And of course, if you eat those fish, that means you also are ingesting high levels of selenium and mercury.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these big fish? Are these the kind of fish people that fishermen catch and eat? Or are they just the little tiny kind of fish that are part of the ecosystem in there?
They're part of the ecosystem.
Okay.
So basically, what Guardians has done is it has sent a notice letter to the BLM and the U.S. Department of Interior, because under the Endangered Species Act, before you can sue, you have to send a notice letter and give the agency time to respond to your concerns. Mm-hmm. So Guardians has sent this notice letter and basically has said that the Department of Interior violated the Endangered Species Act because it did not consult with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over the impacts to these fish from selenium and mercury.
Okay, so this is a federal thing.
Yes.
And you've sent the letters and you've done your due diligence, as they say. Now, they have how long? 30 days? 60 days?
60 days.
To respond. And what if they don't?
Then we can sue them.
Mm-hmm. And what if they do, but you don't like what they say?
Well, it would depend on what they said.
Okay. Meaning they might come back with something that precludes you from pursuing it further.
Well, if we weren't going to pursue it further, it would mean that we like what they said and we were working with the agencies to address this problem.
Oh, okay. They can't come and say, well, you don't have a case, or, you know, go away. They can't do that.
They could, but they usually don't. What usually happens is that if the agency doesn't want to try to address this problem outside of litigation, it just doesn't respond to the letter.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I know you'll keep us posted, right?
I will.
Okay. Legal counsel for Wild Earth Guardian Samantha Raskavich-Bars, I do appreciate you checking in this morning. Anything else you want to touch on while you're on the air?
No, that's it for now. I just want to remind people that if they want to keep up with us, they can go to wildearthguardians.org and see all of the great things that we're doing, and they can also donate online as well.
All right, and be sure and give your dog a good scratch. She was very well behaved.
I will.
Take care.
Thanks.
You bet.